today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah the Almighty, dear friends, salam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's a special, and we want to speak about Islam and Prophet Jesus. Today, Wednesday, is the 25th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of the month of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Maryam, verse 26.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا فَإِمَّا تَرَيْنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا.
So eat and drink and be contented. And if you see from among humanity anyone, say, indeed, I have vowed to the Most Merciful abstention, so I will not speak today to any man.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Mary's keeping silence, fasting before people was either for that they had not the capacity of her answer, or speaking with them would result a negative consequence, or in continuation of their questions, and that Mary gave them their answers, they might suggest some other questions and new pretext. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said that fasting was not only an abstinence from eating and drinking. And then he recited the verse under discussion. In this holy verse, Allah the Pure commands Mary to eat from that delicious and nutritive food, and to drink from that wholesome water.
Prophets all came to show people the way, to bring peace everywhere, to take evil away. Prophets all came. Prophets all came.
What is the status of Jesus in Islam? Although the Quran does not present a detailed life story of Jesus, it highlights the important aspects of his birth, his mission, and his ascension to heaven. It also passes judgment on the Christian and Jewish beliefs concerning him. Like Christians, Muslims believe that Mary, Maria in Spanish, or Maryam as she is called in Arabic, was a chaste virgin woman who miraculously gave birth to Jesus. Jesus' birth in itself was a miracle in that he had no father. This fact, however, does not necessitate that Jesus is divine in essence or spirit, nor is he worthy of worship, for Adam's existence was more miraculous than that of Jesus. If his miraculous birth were a proof that Jesus was Allah's incarnate or his son, then Adam would have more right over this divinity than him. Rather, both are prophets who were inspired with revelation from Allah the Almighty, and both were servants to him, living according to his commandments.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Jesus Christ. There's a book, Tuhaf al-Uqul, written by Ibn Shu'ba al-Harrani. It was written in the 5th, that is, in the 5th century in Islamic calendar, equal to 12th century in Christian calendar. And in it, there are many indications, many sayings based on the words and discourses of pre-Islamic prophets, as well as the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the infallible Imams. In it, we find that at the end of the book, there are many references to both Jesus Christ and Moses. It means that, in the Islamic teachings, we are very much attentive to the teachings of other divine pre-Islamic prophets. Some of the exchanges with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or some of the remarks or some of the teachings are indicated and preserved in the Holy Quran, in the form of Quranic references. And at the same time, we find that in the Islamic teachings, it's indicated that Jesus Christ used to give very important, practical, and praiseworthy hints and instructions to his companions and to people here and there. One of the important characteristics of Jesus Christ was that although he was a divine prophet, he never forgot that his mother, Mary, should be always venerated, because Mary was a chaste lady and the mother of a divine prophet.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
I invite you to listen to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The Gospel of the Shia of Imam Ali. It is reported that the Nufal Bukhari said, I spent a night with the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib, and I saw that he often left his room to go outside and look at the sky. Once when he came back in, as usual, he said to me, Are you asleep? I said, I am in. He said to me, Oh, you are awake. I said, I'm in need awake. O Commander of the Faithful, from the beginning of the night I have been watching you to see what you are doing. He said, O Nuf, blessed are the ascetics in this world, those who yearn for the other world, the people who spread Allah's earth beneath them to sleep on, who lean against its dust, whose motto is his book, whose maxim is supplicating him, whose perfume is water, and who take the world on loan in the way of Christ, verily Allah the Exalted revealed to Jesus, O Jesus, keep to the first way, keep to the manner of the messengers. Say to your prophet, O brother of the warners, do not enter any of my houses except with pure hearts, clean hands, and lowered eyes. I will not hear the prayer of any who supplicate to me if any of my servants is oppressed by him, and I will not answer the prayer of any who has not fulfilled any of my rights over him.
Mm-hmm.
The worlds of Jesus, the world and the hereafter. Dear brothers and sisters, it's a good time to look at the worlds of Prophet Jesus. It's about the world and the hereafter. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, "How can one be of the people of knowledge if the next world is shown to him while he remains involved in this world? And what harms him is more desirable to him than what benefits him." He was said to Jesus, "Teach us a deed for which Allah will love us." He said, "Detest the world and Allah will love you."
Now here's the point. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he came, you know, from a Jewish family who was on the law of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. In Judaism, at that time, when you look at their beliefs, was it possible for a person, a man on earth, to be the son of God or to be God? No, that was blasphemy. In Judaism at the time, if someone were to come and say, "You know what, I'm God," that's blasphemy. They would kill somebody like that. They would stone him to death, according to the Old Testament. That's blasphemy. So Prophet Isa lived in a Jewish community, society. He believed in the beliefs of earlier Jewish prophets. And it's blasphemy to claim to be God. What does that lead you to believe? Was it possible for him to have claimed that he was God? His own people would have stoned him to death had he said something like that. It's impossible. Because the law of Moses says that's blasphemy. That's kufr if you believe that anybody is the son of God literally or is God. That's impossible. There's only one God. If you say anybody else is also part of God is God, that's blasphemy. So it's impossible that Jesus alayhi salam said something like that. Which leads us to believe that this came decades later, after Prophet, you know, Isa alayhi salam, after his companions and disciples passed away, then slowly we see this belief that he's somehow divine, and they made him divine later on. So Prophet Isa alayhi salam never actually said that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ahl al-kitab, la taghlu fi dinikum." O people of the book, be objective. Don't idolize, you know, personalities in your religion. Exaggerate them. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Only say the truth. What's the truth? إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Messiah, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, is the messenger of Allah. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَىٰ مَرْيَمُ. He's the creation of God, which he delivered to Maryam alayhi salam. وَرُوحٌ مِنْهِ. Yes, he's the spirit of God, because God created him and he miraculously created him. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So believe in God and in his messengers. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَ. Don't say three. This trinity is not correct, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. So we see that the Quran tells us that Prophet Isa alayhi salam clearly never made such a claim, and that he was a servant of God.
Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. So till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah, and have a nice time.
Ya man ataita fazitta hubbana as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana anta hadiyatun min Allah lana بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد لا
Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.